Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour on Motown Memories, we continue to feature songs that reached number one, this time around from 1981 and 1982. Well, coming up, we'll hear from Rick James, Michael Jackson, Diana Ross and Lionel Richie together, the Commodores, Stevie Wonder, and the Daz Band. Well, first up, Rick James. Well, Super Freak was a 1981 hit produced and performed by Rick James. The song was co-written by James and Onzio Miller, and it was first released on James' album called Street Songs, and it became one of James' signature tunes. It features background vocals from Motown label mates The Temptations, in which the bass singer is James' uncle Melvin Franklin and Canadian singer Tabla Johnson. Well, freak is a slang term as described in the song's lyrics as a very kinky girl, the kind you don't want to take home to mother. The song was a big hit for James. It charted on the pop, rhythm and blues, and dance hits, reaching number one on the rhythm and blues charts. Well, Rick performed it on the U.S. television show called The A-Team in 1981. The song is well known for those who grew up in the late 1980s and early 1990s for being sampled by MC Hammer on his smash hit called You Can't Touch This. Well, here is Rick James and Super Freak, right here on Motown Memories.
She's a very kinky girl, the kind you don't take home to mother. She will never let your spirits down once you get her off the street. Oh, girl. She likes the boys in the band. She says that I'm her all-time favorite.
Songs here on Motown Memories.
One day in your life, you'll remember a place, someone touching your face. Come back. you find that you're always lonely. For a love we used to share just called my name, and I'll be
with Tom Fallon.
My love, there's only you in my life, the only thing that's right.
My first love, your every breath that I take, you're every step I make.
And I want to share all my love with you. No one else will do.
And
hearts that beat as one, our lives have just begun.
Forever,
I'll hold you close in my arms. I can't resist your charm.
You mean the world to me.
A Motown memory from that great duet of Diana Ross and Lionel Richie, Endless Love, that reached number one in the U.S. pop charts and the rhythm and blues charts in 1981. Before that, Michael Jackson's number one in the U.K. and number one in Ireland in 1981, One Day in Your Life. And we started with Super Freak by Rick James, number one from 1981. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and we continue to feature number one songs from 1981 and 1982 for the balance of this half hour. Well, coming up, a great ballad from the Commodores. Lady, You Bring Me Up. It was a number one song in 1981 in New Zealand. Well, the Commodores were members of a group that met as freshmen at the Tuskegee University in 1968, and they signed with Motown in November of 1972, having first caught the public eye, opening for the Jackson 5 while on tour. Well, of course, the group is best known for their ballads, such as the one coming up, Lady, You Bring Me Up. But, for the most part, the group mainly recorded funky dance-driven hits, such as Brick House, Fancy Dancer, and Too Hot to Trot. The Commodores originally called themselves the Jays, but had to change their name because of the similarly named group called the OJs. To choose a new name, William King, one of the Commodores, opened up a dictionary and randomly picked a word. "We lucked out," he remarked with a laugh. When telling this story to People's Magazine in the 1980s, we almost became the Commodes. Here are the Commodores with Lady You Bring Me Up, right here on Motown Memories.
Just saying, I'm 10 feet tall. This love don't
Motown song? Email Tom at MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
My mind.
A great song from Stevie Wonder, That Girl, number one on the U.S. pop charts and rhythm and blues charts from 1982. And we started with the Commodores with Lady You Bring Me Up, number one in New Zealand from 1981. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. And for the balance of this half hour, we're featuring number one songs, this time from 1982. Well, coming up, a number one on the rhythm and blues charts from 1982, the Dazz Band with Let It Whip. Well, the Dazz Band was an American funk music band on the Motown record label that was very popular in the early 1980s. Emerging from Cleveland, Ohio, the group's biggest hit songs included the Grammy Award-winning song called Let It Whip, which we'll hear in a moment. The name of the group, the Dazz Band, is a description of what they play. It's short for danceable jazz. Well, the Dazz Band was formed in 1976 out of the Cleveland jazz fusion band called Bell Telefunk. The Dazz Band's first album for Motown was called The Invitation to Love in 1980, and it was a self-produced set whose title track, the ballad Invitation to Love, began a string of hits for the band starting in March of 1981. The group's next album, called Let the Music Play, featured a minor hit called Knock Knock. The group's biggest breakthrough came with the album called Let It Live, containing Let It Whip, and the song won a Grammy Award for the best rhythm and blues performance by a duo or group with vocals. Well, here is their biggest single of all time, Let It Whip, right here on Motown Memories.
Let's rip it, baby. Rip it all night.
Let your dream.
jazz band, Let It Whip, number one on the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1982. Well, that brings this edition of Motown Memories to a close. For this entire hour, we featured number one songs on various charts from 1980 through 1982. Hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, as well as the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.